Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic today is still event, and we have part two of our lesson, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. So, Peter, did you do anything fun for the new year?
I did do something fun for the new year. I went to the park with my friends. We watched the fireworks. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, and I'm one of your new teachers on the show. Thanks for joining us for today's English lesson.
And right now, it's time for us to get started. We're going to read today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Alex is from Taipei. He usually celebrates New Year's at Taipei 101 with his friends. Many famous musicians play a concert there. Different places around the world have different traditions. In Spain, people eat 12 grapes for luck. In Greece, people hang onions on their doors. It symbolizes a new start. Susie is writing a to-do list of her goals for 2015.
Today we're going to learn more about Alex and get to talk about what he does for the New Year in Taipei.
New Year's in Taipei is a lot of fun, but many cities around the world have lots of different traditions.
That's true. If you like to travel, I think it would be fun to go to new cities for New Year's Eve celebrations. You can learn a lot about different countries and their traditions. And we can learn all of today's keywords right now with Christina.
Alex 来自台北，他说在台北庆祝新年的时候，通常会跟朋友去听跨年的音乐会。音乐会中会有很多著名的音乐家，著名的、很有名的就是 famous. There were so many famous singers. 著名的音乐家就是 famous musician. 只要是歌唱家、演奏家、作曲家等等，就可以称作 musician. 这个字也很好记，只要你记得音乐是 music, 然后加上 I-A-N 就变成 musician.Rob 也讲到世界各地会用不同的方式庆祝过年。讲到世界各地的时候，通常会说 around the world。介系词 around 有四处、到处的意思。对希腊人来说，在门上挂洋葱，象征着新的开始。开始是 start， 可以当动词，也可以当名词。今天说 a new start， 一个新的开始。这里的 start 是名词。Susie 把2015年她想做的事情列了一个清单，清单就是 list， 把计划要做的事列一个清单就是 to-do list。 She makes a to-do list for 2015。 这个 list 上面写的都是她2015的目标，目标就是 goal。 What are your goals for 2015?
Was this your first New Year's in America, Alex?
Yes. I usually celebrate New Year's in Taipei with friends. We go to Taipei 101.
What do you usually do there?
We go to a concert. Many famous musicians play. There's also an exciting fireworks show there.
Wow. It sounds really fun.Maybe one day I can celebrate New Year's at Taipei 101 too.
New Year's at Taipei 101 sounds like a lot of fun. Have you ever been there for New Year's, Peter?
No, I usually celebrate in Denver with my parents. We stay up late and usually make dinner.
So, Alex usually celebrates New Year's in Taipei with friends.But this year is different for him.
Yeah, this year was Alex's first New Year's in America. It was his first time to be there for the holiday.
The first time that we do something is usually special. The first time I celebrated a holiday in a new country, I remembered it for a long time.
Maybe you can think of the first holiday you celebrated somewhere different. What do you remember? You can tell a friend about it.
Great idea, Peter. But let's talk about what Alex usually does for New Year's. Remember, when you usually do something, you do it often.
So Alex usually goes to Taipei 101, and he usually goes to concerts with his friends. Do you remember what a concert is?
Concerts are a lot of fun. A concert is something that you go to hear people play music. You can hear your favorite musician play songs.
A musician is someone who plays music. That's an easy word to remember. At the concert in Taipei, many famous musicians play there.
And someone who is famous is known by a lot of people. Can you think of someone who is famous? Try to do that now.
So there are many concerts at Taipei 101, but there is also exciting fireworks there too on New Year's.
Yeah, we've learned about fireworks before. You can see fireworks at some different holiday celebrations.
In America, people often watch fireworks on the 4th of July and on New Year's. Many cities put on big fireworks shows.
And those shows are really exciting. Maybe one day you can celebrate New Year's in a new country. Let's find out about that sentence I just said with Christina right now.
Ralph 说或许有一天他要到台北101去过年。Maybe one day I can celebrate New Year's at Taipei 101 too. 如果你心里有一个愿望你想要表达或许有一天我也可以怎么样就可以用这个句型 Maybe one day I can. 如果你的心愿是有一天可以当老师 Maybe one day I can be a teacher too. 或者Maybe one day I can fly an airplane. 或许有一天我可以开飞机。
What are you doing, Rob?
I'm reading about different New Year celebrations around the world.
That sounds interesting.
It is. Did you know people in Spain eat 12 grapes for luck?
No, I didn't.That's an interesting tradition.
There's more. In Greece, people hang onions on their doors.
Why?
It symbolizes a new start.
And Rob is learning something new today, too. He's reading about different New Year's celebrations around the world.
Like we said before...Different countries celebrate the New Year in different ways. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the word around.
This is a word you can use in a lot of ways. You can travel around the world. That means you go to many, many different places.
You can say that you want to look around a store. If you look around a store, you look at all the things and see what is there.
Or...You can also walk around a place. You can walk around the park. That can mean you walk through the whole park.
Today, you can try to find a way to use the word around. But now, we can talk about all those different celebrations that are around the world.
We learned about two countries that celebrate in different ways. In Spain, people eat 12 grapes for luck.
What is luck? Well, luck is things that happen to you. We often say that people have good luck. That means good things happen to those people.
But another phrase for you to learn is bad luck. If you have bad luck, maybe things don't go well with you that day.
I think that most people want to have good luck in their lives.And sometimes you can tell someone good luck when you know that they have to do something important.
You can tell a friend good luck before an important test. Because when you say that, That means you want them to do really well on that test.
That's right. So we also learned today that people in Spain eat 12 grapes on New Year's because they think it will bring them good luck. That's an interesting tradition.
That's what Susie says, too. Remember, a tradition is something that people in a place have been doing for a really long time.
And traditions are very important and special to places. Different countries have different traditions. A tradition in Greece is to hang onions on the doors.
Hang onions on doors? That sounds like a smelly tradition. But it's an important sentence pattern. Here's Christina to tell you more about it.
希腊人把洋葱挂在门上，象征新的开始。People hang onions on their doors. 我们来学句型 hang A on B， 把 A 挂在 B 上。我们来看看例句。Please hang the picture on the wall. 请把那张照片挂在墙上。或者你有一个手机吊饰，可以把它挂在手机上。You can hang it on your phone. 另外要补充一下的，就是 hang 的过去式是 hung. She hung the picture on the wall.
Thanks, Christina. That was some great help. Friends, right now it's time for us to take a short break. But we'll be back very soon.Today is the second part of our lesson, Happy New Year. And today, we learned that it's Alex's first time to celebrate New Year's in America. He usually celebrates in Taipei.
And Rob is reading about New Year's traditions around the world. We learned about some interesting traditions in Greece and Spain.
But there's more to learn in Conversation C.Let's go there now.
Hi, Susie. What are you doing?
I'm writing a to-do list for 2015.
Why?
It's my personal New Year's tradition. I make a list of my goals for the year.
Oh, cool. That's a great New Year's tradition. Maybe I should write a list too.
Yeah, then we can help each other reach our goals.
Okay, let's do it.
At the end of Conversation B, we talked about traditions. Different countries have different traditions.
But sometimes people have their own traditions too. Some families may celebrate their holidays in a special way.That no one else does.
And Susie has her own tradition. She calls it her personal tradition. Something that is personal is just for one person. So this is only for her.
Her personal tradition is to write a to-do list for 2015. Wait, that's this year! A to-do list is a list of things she wants to do.
Yeah.She also says it's a list of her goals for the year. Your goals are things that you hope to do.
And when you have a goal, you have to find a way to reach that goal. Many people's goals at the start of the new year are to lose some weight.
And to reach that goal, they have to exercise a lot and eat healthy. It's not easy, though. Reaching your goals can take a lot of work.
That's right. It takes a lot of work to reach a goal, but you can have people help you. Maybe one of those goals is to do better at school.
If it is, you and your friends can help each other with a goal like that. You can make sure that you study a lot and everyone tries hard.
That's a great idea. Doing something hard is always better with friends. Katie, we should make a goal.
What kind of goal, Peter? Oh, I know. We should make our goal to get in shape, right?
That's not what I was thinking. I think our goal should be to improve our Chinese.
Oh, that is a great idea. Let's do it. And let's learn this calendar phrase.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
就这么办。
We should go see a movie.
Let's do it.
We should eat at a fancy restaurant.
Let's do it.
We should go to a big game.
Let's do it.
But we don't have any money.
We should get jobs.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
就这么办。
That's a fun calendar phrase. Friends, think about a goal you want to make. You can set a big goal, or maybe just a little goal.
But they're all important. Well, everyone, I think that's all we need to talk about for now. Peter, do you want to review the keywords with our friends?
I do. That's a great idea. Friends, say them with us now.
Here's the first keyword. Famous.Famous. Jeremy Lin is very famous.
Musician. Musician. Jay Cho is a great musician.
Around. Around. Mark has friends all around the world.
Start. Start. Get a new start. Try a new hobby.
List. List. Write a list of your favorite songs.
Goal. Goal. This year, my goal is to read 20 books.
Well, friends, those were all the keywords that we learned for today. Right now, we're going to look back at today's conversations.
Was this your first New Year's in America, Alex?
Yes. I usually celebrate New Year's in Taipei with friends. We go to Taipei 101.
What do you usually do there?
We go to a concert. Many famous musicians play. There's also an exciting fireworks show there.
Wow. It sounds really fun.Maybe one day I can celebrate New Year's at Taipei 101 too.
What are you doing, Rob?
I'm reading about different New Year celebrations around the world.
That sounds interesting.
It is.Did you know people in Spain eat 12 grapes for luck?
No, I didn't. That's an interesting tradition.
There's more. In Greece, people hang onions on their doors.
Why?
It symbolizes a new start.
Hi, Susie. What are you doing?
I'm writing a to-do list for 2015.
Why?
It's my personal New Year's tradition. I make a list of my goals for the year.
Oh, cool. That's a great New Year's tradition. Maybe I should write a list too.
Yeah. Then we can help each other reach our goals.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm ready for a new year.
Is that why you have all of these things?
Yeah.
Oh, I see you have some grapes.
Yes, I'm going to eat 12 grapes for luck.
12 grapes for luck.
Yeah, that's what they do in Spain.
Oh, are you going to eat 12 onions too?
No, I'm going to hang these onions on the door.
Really? Why?
In Greece, it symbolizes a new start.
Oh, and what is this musical instrument for?
My piano is for a New Year's concert.
Oh.
I want to play.
Oh, no.
But I can't. My piano's broken.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I mean, that's great. I mean, grapes do bring good luck.
Hey, very funny.
Yeah, I like grapes.
Zoe, thank you for inviting me out for coffee.
You're new at school.
I thought it would be fun to get to know you. Do you like it here? I do, but I'm a little worried about making friends. Why do you say that? Well, everyone already has their friends.
Don't be silly. You are welcome to hang out with me anytime, and my friends.
Thank you. So, you're from Switzerland, right? Yes.
What language do you speak?
Well, I often speak. Well, with my family, it's German.
I usually speak German with my family.
What was that?
That must be Super Sentence Man. I'm so glad you made a mistake.
Yes, it is I, the amazing Super Sentence Man.
Cool. What do you do?
I usually help people with their English. It's my full-time job, and I love it.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Now, can you give me a super sentence in another way?
I usually eat cake with my coffee.
Wonderful! Server, bring a piece of cake for Amanda. Zoe will pay for it.
What? You will?
Zoe, do you have another super sentence for me?
I usually eat pizza with lots of cheese and pepper.
Very good. And a super cheesy and spicy pizza for Zoe.
No, wait.
And always remember, a super sentence every day.
We'll make your English great.
Yes, that was super.
Well, Zoe, you really are a good friend.
Sometimes too good.
I'm glad I'm here. Well, everyone, that's the end of our event lesson. We hope you learned a lot about New Year's celebrations.
The holiday is over for now, but you can still think about the things we talked about today.
It's always important to learn about traditions in other countries, but you can also think about all the keywords that you learned and the phrases that we use today.
Yeah, you just need 10 minutes to practice every day. So go find a friend and talk to them in English.
That's a great idea. We hope that you do that, and we hope that you come back tomorrow for our review show. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.